hello, hello, and welcome to the Inspiring South Africans family from Heather De Witt in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa. We are profile people and organizations who are inspiring us as a people and are doing it with purpose and focused on the healing of the people and all living things on the planet. And my guest here is a remarkable human being who we all know and love well, who has lived most of her life in service to the people and all living things on the planet, including her beloved chimpanzees. And here I welcome and salute Dr. Jane Goodall for all that you have done and all that you are. Hello, Jane.
Well, hello and thank you. And big thanks to my mother who helped me to be who I am today.
Well, you know, I've listened to so many of the videos on you, and I know that your love for honoring the planet and all living things started at a very young age, and that you were blessed to have a mother who was right behind you. So what did you learn from her in all of this, Dr. Jane?
One of the first stories that I hear was when I was 1.5 years old. I don't remember it, but I'd taken a whole lot of earthworms to bed with me. And Mum came in and, you know, worms and earth all over the bedclothes. So many mothers would just got angry and thrown them out. But she said, Jane, if you leave them here, they'll die because they need the earth. And so we took them back into the garden. So, you know, when I disappeared for more than 4 hours because I wanted to know where on earth was the hole on the hen big enough for an egg to come out. And the family didn't know where I was. And, you know, you can imagine as she's searching for me and worried. And yet when she sees this excited little girl, instead of getting angry, she just sat down to hear the wonderful story of how a hen lays an egg. And she found me books about animals so that she thought, well, that'll make Jane learn to read quicker. All of those things I remember.
Mm, that's such a beautiful story. And, you know, that she didn't, you know, lambaste you for anything. And it was just, I think it's such a remarkable story of how mothers should respond in any kind of situation like that, where the child is willing and you know, has the potential to love and find an interest in animals.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if you think of the hen and egg story, I was asking, where does the egg come out? Because we were staying in the country on a farm and nobody told me. And I remember seeing the hen go in and thinking, oh, she's going to lay an egg, and crawling after her. So, of course, she flew out. And then just this waiting in an empty hen house. And so all the making of a little scientist was there, you know, the curiosity, asking questions, not getting the answer, trying to find out yourself, making a mistake, not giving up and learning patience. And all of that might have been crushed if I'd had a different kind of mother.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I know that you travel the world relentlessly doing the incredible work that you're doing, and in South Africa and all over the world with Roots and Shoots, which is a remarkable organization. I just have to ask you now, and you turned 80 last year and you're still doing it, which is absolutely formidable. What keeps you inspired to continue to do what you do, Dr. Jane?
Well, quite honestly, the world is in such a mess. It's in a mess environmentally, it's in a mess socially. You know, everywhere you look, there are problems. And I've got grandchildren, and, you know, I see small children every day, and I think, gosh, how we've harmed the planet since I was that age. And so I feel that it's, you know, really important to try and do what I can, because I was blessed with an amazing mother, incredible opportunities, time in the forest with the chimps. So I need to do what I can. And fortunately, I was given a gift, and the gift is communication. I have to work on it and make use of it. And so we now have Roots and Shoots programs in 139 countries with about 150,000 groups, young people of all ages, preschool through university, and even adults. And the main message is every individual makes a difference every day, and we get a choice as to what kind of individual, what kind of difference we want to make. And these young people, you know, they're rolling up their sleeves and they're doing things to make the world better for people, for animals, for the environment. And so that's what's inspiring me, that the message is working, that these young people are changing the world every single day.
Wow, that's beautifully put. Now, I'm going to go to your chimpanzees, your beloved chimpanzees. In all your work over the years, Dr. Jane, what is the most endearing lesson you learned from them?
Probably the fact that the first couple of years of life are really important in shaping adult behavior. And in chimp society, as in human society, there are good and bad mothers. So I've been able to watch the wonderful, affectionate, and supportive behavior of the old female Flo with her different offspring, and see how that enabled her sons to reach high rank and her daughters to become daughters and granddaughters to become good mothers themselves. And I've also watched bad mothers like Passion, who were not supportive and not particularly affectionate or playful, and their offspring had problems making relaxed relationships with other adults. So I think it's what we can learn from the chimpanzees about the importance of that early experience and the importance of a child having one or two adults in its life which can be trusted and which can provide nurturing and support.
And what I found fascinating, and I think a lot of people don't realize, that we share 98% of our DNA and genes with them, and the only real difference is the size of the brain.
The size of the brain and the development of the intellect, which I think is because we, and only we, have developed the kind of language which is enabling you to talk to me between Cape Town and Johannesburg. And it's the kind of language that enables me to tell you about things you don't know about. We can teach children about things that aren't there. And I think that's what's led to this explosive development of our intellect. So though chimps are way more intelligent than we ever used to think, you can't compare a chimpanzee who knows, say, 400 signs of American Sign Language and can use them in appropriate places. You can't compare even that with the brain that designed a rocket to go up to the red planet Mars and release a robot that crawls around taking photographs for us to see.
Yes. Okay. So now I'm going to say, in conclusion, I wish you a wonderful stay here. There are so many people that are so excited that you're here. And I would like to ask you what your message is for the world today.
The most important message is that, you know, people tend to, they look at all the problems of the world and they feel helpless and hopeless, and so they do nothing. And so the most important message is every single one of us makes a difference every single day. And if we think about the consequences of the small choices we make, especially what do we buy, where was it made, did it result in animal suffering, harm to the environment, child slave labor, these kind of things. How do we deal with people that we meet? Do they go away smiling or crying? How do we treat a little sick animal that we come across, or a plant that's dying for lack of water? And if everybody starts making ethical choices in these ways, we move towards a more different world. And some people will make choices that are really profoundly significant in and of themselves, like, do I or don't I authorize huge amounts of chemical pesticides or fertilizers or herbicides to be used by culture, or do I not? Do I welcome genetically modified foods, or do I not? Do I eat meat from intensively farmed animals that live a life of utter misery and suffering? Do I want to eat something that symbolizes fear, pain, and death?
Yes, I know. And we're going to have to end it there. I love what you're saying. It's really, everybody needs to, you know, has the ability to make a conscious choice today. So I thank you so much for your time, and I'm sending you the biggest hug from Heart Bay in Cape Town. Thank you, Dr. Jane.
Okay, thank you. Hugs back. Bye.
Yay, bye.